much fun this is going to be. I'll be honest with you. Susie Sunshine, Susan Schmidt from Aviva Investors, in yeah. based in London, but see, I don't know. Somehow she's in charge of North America. I don't understand. The reality is that today the President of the United States said that he does not have to continue tariffing the Mexican and Canadian products because he has now decided that they are our friends. What does all of this mean, and what does it mean for the markets?
Well, it means that the administration needs a distraction from what's going on with China and the basic falling apart of negotiations on trade with China. And so we saw pressure on the market early on in the week. You know, I think this administration is particularly sensitive to market levels, and President Trump has cited those in the past at how well the market's doing. The market gets nervous about this lack of progress on trade with China because 2 weeks ago the market was expecting this to be a done deal and it would work itself out somehow. I think to give the market a little bit of relief, we suddenly get this announcement, which we've known now for 2 days, that he's going to back off, and there still will be a decision, but not until December, on what happens with the tariffs with Japan and the EU on cars. And now, on the top of that, we need a little more soothing, and so we're talking about the deals with Mexico and Canada. So I think we're trying to get some distraction from what's going on with China, which is a big trade issue, and waving around a shiny ball that might be seen as positive, at least for now in the interim.
Wasn't this going to happen anyway, though?
Which part, the shiny ball or the disruption with the negotiations?
Well, the Canada and Mexico, please.
I mean, this is, yeah, Canada and Mexico, we kind of have to give now because it hasn't been going well. I don't know that it had to have happened. I think the timing was such that he felt some pressure from the China trade thing. The market is really concerned about what's going to happen with trade here. And the recent announcements around tech companies and now adding Huawei to the list of things we're not going to allow in has really riled the market. So I think that we had to give something else. And this administration is trying to, you know, provide some tempering to market sentiment to make it not all doom and gloom. And so I think we're feeling that. But remember that this market reacts very emotionally to the trade moves and trade declarations out of this administration. So we're going to see some, you know, one-day pullbacks here and there. Volatility is going to continue until we have resolutions on this.
You're seeing some stories now, and some of them coming from the Trump administration, that China is going to start to feel the pinch of this situation and will come back to the bargaining table. But Chinese state media today is saying, well, we have no interest at this time in continuing negotiating with the U.S. under these current, you know, escalating tariff situations. It's hard to read the tea leaves here to see if they'll be getting back to the bargaining table anytime soon, which maybe speaks to your volatility argument, but I just, you know, I wonder in terms of nervous people and farmers in particular, when will there be some sort of resolution?
Right. Well, I think that was one of the things that this negotiation was dependent on, was that China needs us more than we need them. In the Chinese economy, the growth was slowing, and so President Xi really had to take that into account and wouldn't be able to take a hardline stance with negotiating. I think President Trump has taken a very aggressive stance. He certainly made some aggressive posturing moves, and so we don't know what's happening in that discussion behind closed doors, but seemingly not a lot of progress if you just read between the lines of what's coming out from both governments. I think there was an interim data point that people are forgetting about, and that was that Chinese economic data came out, and 2 months ago, it showed a strength in the Chinese consumer that really was better than people expected. And I think that that underlying strength that was better than the worst-case scenario, I think actually it might be enough to bolster the administration in China to think that, you know, we've got more staying power here. We don't have to worry about it so much. Our economy is actually doing okay. And I think they might be seeing some internal numbers that we're not aware of, and we may have lost a little bit of bargaining power over that.
So when we look at where the market has been in the last year as it pertains to these things, and obviously, you know, you make the point that there's a lot of storm winds out there, and the market does get buffered by the president if he has a tweet storm or just decides, especially when you're playing with fire like tariffs, right? I mean, he's trying to juggle chainsaws
right
here with that. So the market, though, is kind of where it's medium high for the last year. So is it a... I mean, are we confident that we're going to be able to weather these moments, do you think, over the next 9 months?
I believe that we are. And medium high is a good way to describe it. We're not at an extreme. We're not at a terrible low either. Remember, we're basically up 15% from the start of the year. That is not bad. Now, we had a terrible fourth quarter because people were really concerned about interest rates here in the U.S., what's going to happen. We had some really strong numbers today. Consumer confidence came out. It was very positive. You know, we have Fed minutes coming out next week. I think the market is going to anticipate those to continue to be accommodative to, you know, supporting the market in the U.S. economy. And I expect that to show up in the minutes. The market will be soothed by that. But we have seen this reactive moment. It's unfortunate because when we get focused on the tweets and the statements coming out of the administrations, we forget the underlying. We just came through an earnings season that actually was pretty good. So companies are still telling us that business is good, things are operating profitably, and we feel good about where we are. And I think the data on that is really what is bolstering the market.
Can I ask you about food delivery services? Because like DoorDash and the Grubhubs and the Uber Eats and Chicago-based Grubhub, I should say, Amazon just got into the business today. It's giving $600 million to a UK-based company. And it feels like there's an awful lot of competition in this space, and there's huge valuations on these companies. It seems just kind of incredible. They're delivering food.
Well, remember, we got huge valuations on a lot of things. Look at Uber and Lyft. So Amazon did lead funding today for Deliveroo, which is a UK-based food delivery service. Amazon tried to get into this business in the UK themselves last year. They ended up getting out of it with Amazon restaurants because Uber Eats and other services really outmaneuvered them. So they're taking a different stance here, entering in via Deliveroo. I think it shows that Amazon is trying to be progressive and find strategic ways to get into these markets. And I think that, you know, we will see excess competition in some of these markets. What's interesting is no matter what Amazon enters into these days, people are very nervous about it from a market perspective because they just assume Amazon will win.
Yeah.
Really? Deliveroo?
I know.
Really?
You can't come up with anything better than that. I guess
They're
it was
British.
Available.
You know, it's my Listen, this is my parent company. So, you know, Deliveroo, it sounds great when you say it in a British accent.
Oh, true.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's
I'm
very
sure that's true.
All imagine right. Daniel Craig saying it. Wouldn't that be? I'd love that.
There you go.
Would you like, Anna, let me ask you a question. Would you like him to wear a shirt when he says it? Would it be
come
better
on.
With his shirt off if he says it? I'm just asking.
Just want to hear
just
it. That's
asking.
All.
He's
is
got
that too much to ask?
All right, Susan, thank you very much. Appreciate it, as always.
My pleasure. Have a good weekend, guys.
All right, Susan Schmidt, Aviva Investors, based out of, as she just pointed out, London-based Aviva Investors. She runs here the North American stock thing deal.
Right. She's here in Chicago, but she's very global.
I don't believe that is her exact title.
I wouldn't ever think she's introduced that way for an important event.
I will be hearing from her attorneys before this is all said and done. All right. Let us now check in and find out what Dave Schwann's working on in the newsroom at the top of the hour.
We have three people being held without bond for killing a 19-year-old pregnant woman and trying to steal her child. That story coming up at 4 o'clock.